A health fad that started in Southern California is picking up across the nation. It's not the latest in diets, cosmetics, or workouts. It's the total body scan, a super-fast CAT scan. It takes cross-sectional x-rays from neck to the pelvis. More than 100 centers have opened around the country, and some run ads that offer peace of mind and a clean bill of health. The scans cost about $1,000 each and are not covered by insurance. Even so, a recent survey found 82% of Americans want a total body scan. But as NPR's Patricia Naiman reports, these scans are of questionable value and can cause needless worry and anxiety, not to mention the expense.
Dr. Steven Shapiro is a man who believes in his product. Shapiro is former chief of surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. He still performs surgery at Cedars, but these days his new company, Inside Track, takes up a lot of his time. Inside Track offers all sorts of medical imaging services, including MRI and PET scans, but by far its most prized technology is the total body CT scan.
Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in and hold it.
Patients lie on a narrow table and are slowly moved into a huge donut-like ring. Inside the ring, a scanner beams x-rays through the body, taking hundreds of cross-sectional images from neck to pelvis. Shapiro says the scan saves lives by detecting disease early. It's a high-tech, one-stop checkup.
We compare this body scan to a physical examination. You go to your physician, he examines you. He gets some blood work, he takes your blood pressure. But when he actually physically examines you, he or she will not pick up a kidney tumor until it's about 13 to 14 centimeters, which is probably about 6 or 7 inches. I can pick this up on a CAT scan under a half an inch. I can pick up a lung cancer at 3 to 4 millimeters. I can pick up a colon cancer at 7 millimeters. These are all very small. This is before you have symptoms, before you have bleeding, before you have cramps.
Once symptoms start, Shapiro says, it may be too late for treatment to work.
On a chest x-ray, if I find a cancer, an unsuspected cancer, the chance of you being alive in 5 years is only 6 to 8%. If I do a chest CT of your lung and find an unsuspected cancer, I'll find it at a much earlier stage. And we reverse that survival statistic. So the chance of you being alive in 5 years is about 88%.
But these claims are controversial, and studies are underway. Even so, Shapiro says his medical team is finding significant abnormalities in 1 out of every 10 people who think they're well before they get scanned. Things like abdominal aneurysms, malignant polyps, and hardened arteries.
The doctor will see you now.
Greg and Cindy Stetzer paid $1,300 each to get scanned. Both are in their mid-40s, and they say it's worth it because it's time to get more serious about their health.
You know, I've taken a lot of abuse in building businesses and companies and taking care of families and 800 employees, and so it takes its toll. So it's just time to get things checked out. That's about all there is to that. If she says do it, I do it.
Well, you know, to want to know what's going on inside of your body as you go on. I've had some health problems in January, so I wanted to see how my body was healing. And I wanted to make sure our arteries are clean and that kind of stuff. So I'd heard good things about it and just heard it on the radio and decided it was time to try it.
The Stetzers drove nearly 2 hours to get here. There's no scanning center in their area, but like thousands of other Americans, the marketing reached them. An hour after their scan, radiologist George Mednick has their report.
This is how we provide the patients. The patient gets out of here with the 2 reports, and the 3rd report will come out in the mail, and there is also the CD that has all the images that we took from the body that could be wrong.
Cindy Setzer's images were fine, but for Greg, there was a shadow on one kidney and significant calcification in one of the heart's major arteries. Mednick recommends Setzer see a cardiologist and get a stress test. He suspects the kidney shadow was nothing more than scar tissue from an old injury, and the odds are Setzer's kidney is fine. Even so, he'll see a specialist and maybe even have a biopsy. And this is exactly what concerns critics of total body scans, people like radiologist Dr. James Borgstead, an official with the American College of Radiology.
These whole body screening CT scans are a wait and see situation. There's no scientific data that shows that the population as a whole is going to have a longer or a more healthy life because they have had a whole body screening CT examination.
The college does not recommend total scans. Neither does the Food and Drug Administration. In fact, many doctors worry that the radiation from a whole body scan could be dangerous. The scan delivers 250 times greater the dose of radiation than patients receive in a typical chest X-ray. Borgstead says as many as 40% of people have an abnormality detected, but the vast majority, up to 95%, turn out to be nothing. And the process of finding that out can cause incredible stress and pain, as Dr. Bill Casarella found out. Casarella is chief of radiology at Emory University in Atlanta. Last year, he underwent a limited body scan focused on his digestive tract. His colon turned out to be fine, but the scan picked up a mass in his kidney, a small mass in his liver, and multiple nodules in his lung.
That's difficult. You know, there you are. You think you're normal, and you've got three lesions. And I mean, the first thing that comes to your mind is that you've got a renal kidney cancer with a metastasis in the liver and multiple metastases in the lungs, because that's what kidney cancers do.
Casarella had a second, more specific CT of his kidney. The mass turned out to be a benign cyst, but the liver mass was not a cyst.
But it was something. So it required then, at that point, a biopsy of the liver mass. So we were trying to figure out what that was.
The biopsy was inconclusive. And then there were the lesions in his lung. Casarella talked with his wife, and they decided rather than sitting around worrying he was terminal, they would go ahead and have the lung nodules biopsied, knowing full well, he says, that a lung biopsy is not simple. It's invasive surgery.
You have to do a thoracotomy. You have to, in other words, you have to crack the chest, right? Go in between the ribs, and if the lesions, like mine, were not on the surface of the lung, the only way the surgeon can find them is that you have to collapse the lung.
The lesions were taken out, the lung reinflated, and the nodules turned out to be nothing, just scar tissue from an old fungal infection. Casarella spent 4 days in the hospital ICU, then returned home where it took 4 weeks to feel well and 6 weeks to get back to normal. Would he do it again? Casarella says yes, because he had to know whether he was okay. Dr. Jim Borgstead with the American College of Radiology says many patients suffer unnecessary anxiety and pain, like Casarella, and put themselves at additional risk with surgery and anesthesia. They also cost the overall healthcare system a lot of money.
Typically, these whole body screening CT scans are paid for as an out-of-pocket expense by the patient. However, once an abnormality is detected, then the further investigation is typically paid for by the healthcare plan.
In Casarella's case, the cost totaled $47,000, which was covered by insurance. That situation, repeated again and again, says Borgstead, is costing the healthcare system millions. And it's not just the risk of false alarms. Borgstead says there can also be a false sense of security.
This test is not a crystal ball. You know, typically the concern on these whole body screening CT examinations is cancer. Cancer typically begins as a few small cells. When a cancer is at the cellular level, that is beyond the range of detection by a CT examination.
Borgstead also worries some patients will think they have a clean bill of health and forego proven cancer screening tests like mammograms and PSAs. Inside Tracks, Dr. Stephen Shapiro agrees scans are only in their beginning phases. Shapiro says new, more sophisticated machines are now being developed. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.